sisters.
弟兄姊妹们早安。
Today we will continue on our study on the book of 1 Peter.
我们继续学习彼得前书。
So before we start, let's turn our Bible to 1 Peter chapter 1.
我们开始讲之前，让会众一起翻到新约圣经彼得前书第一章。
Verse 1 to 16.
第一节到第十六节。
Okay, I'll read it first in English. And our sister will lead us all in Chinese.
我先用英文读，姊妹与会众之后用中文一起读。
Okay, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 to 16.
彼得前书第一章第一节到十六节。
Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father,through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy, had begotten us again unto a lively hope, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and fadeth not away, reserved in the heaven for you.Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation, that the trial of your faith, being more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory,at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Verse 8, whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophet have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what manner of time the Spirit of Christ,which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand, the suffering of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister of the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel, unto you with the Holy Spirit sent down from heaven, which things that the angels desire to look into.Verse 13, wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, and be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to former lust in your ignorance, but he which hath called you is holy, so be holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy.
彼得前书第一章第一节到十六节，会众一起读。耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在本都、加拉太、加帕多加、亚西亚、庇推尼寄居的，就是照父神的先见被拣选，藉着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他所学所撒的，愿恩惠平安多多的加给你们。愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。他曾照自己的大怜悯，即耶稣基督死里复活，重生了你们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残、为你们存留在天上的基业。你们这因蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到世要显现的救恩。因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试炼，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，所以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他，如今虽不得看见， 却因信他有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们心的就是灵魂的救恩。论到这救恩，那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知早已详细的寻求他，就是考察在你们心里基督的灵，预先证明基督受苦难后来得荣耀，舍什么时候并怎样的时候，他们得了启示，知道他们所传讲的一事不是为自己，乃是为你们。那靠着从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报给你们，天使也愿意详细查看这些事，所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来你们的恩。你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那作纵私欲的样子，那招你们的是圣洁。你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Okay, last verse.
最后一句经节。
2 Corinthians 4:16-18.
哥林多后书第四章十六到十八节。
For which cause we faint not, that though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.Which we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, and the things which are not seen are eternal.
哥林多后书第四章十六到十八节，会众一起读。所以我不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。我们这至暂至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就那极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
Let a further word of prayer.
让我们有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning we come to your word once again.
主耶稣，今天早晨我们来到你的话语
当中。 Lord, we humble ourselves before you.
我们谦卑自己在你的面前。
Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit once again reveal your word to us.
我们祈圣灵亲自把话开在我们的面前。
Through this revelation we will see what is the hope of our calling.
藉着这些启示，让我们知道我们所蒙召的希望是在哪里。
Lord, what is the hope that is before us?
我们知道我们的盼望在何处。
Lord, open our eyes.
主啊，求你开我们的眼睛。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Well, I believe when we read the book of 1 Peter, there is an amount of a topic concerning pain and suffering.
我相信在我们读彼得前书，我们就有一种感觉，就是在这本书里面呢，讲到很多关于患难和试炼的事情。
But brothers and sisters, we need to rejoice.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们真的希望，我们应该欢欣。
God has a special purpose for all of this.
因为神对我们有特殊的心意。
Yeah, as we walk along this road of glory.
当我们走在我们去荣耀的路途当中。
Yes, it is narrow.
是的，这是一条窄路。
It's not easy.
不容易。
But praise the Lord, our hope is glory.
但是感谢主，我们的盼望是荣耀的盼望。
So we don't try to escape or give up running away from a pain.
所以，如果我们遇到艰辛或者痛苦的时候，我们不会逃跑或者视而不见。
Because we know God has a purpose in it.
因为我们知道神的心意在里面。
But I just want to clarify one thing.
但是我希望能够明确一点。
You know, there are two sources of suffering.
有两种不同样的患难。
One suffering is because God has planned that for us.
有一种患难是神所预定的，是他计划的。
But another kind of suffering is because of the consequence of sin.
另外一种患难是因为我们罪的工价。
God never planned this kind of suffering that we should.
神没有计划我们有这样罪的
工价。It's because maybe of our disobedience that we fell into sin and we suffer the consequence of sin.
是因为我们悖逆，我们落在罪的捆绑当中，所以我们吃罪的果实。
Like for example, King David.
就比如大卫王。
Because he committed the sin of adultery with Bathsheba.
因为他与别示巴有奸淫的罪。
And therefore his sufferings multiply.
所以他的罪就更加显多。
Even after 40 years.
经过死之后
it continued to follow him.
他的罪的工价继续的追随着他。
That's why brothers and sisters, we gotta be careful.
所以我们弟兄姊妹们，我们一定要小心。
We need to know what is the source of our suffering.
我们知道我们患难的缘由是什么。
If it is because of the consequence of sin, we better repent before him.
我们知道是如果是因为我们犯罪的话，我们要悔改。
But concerning the book of First Peter.
但是在彼得前书里面所讲的。
The suffering is because God has planet.
这里面所讲的患难是神在神的心意里面的。
So when we encounter sufferings and pain,
当我们遇见患难和痛苦的时候
which they call trials,
所以我们叫它试炼。
We need to prepare our mind.
我们要真是约束我们的心。
We need to know what is really the source of this suffering.
我们要知道这个缘由是什么。
So firstly, we need to confirm what, when we went through suffering, we need to know what is the source of it.
所以当我们经历试炼的时候，我们一定心里要明白这是为什么。
And we need to reaffirm our position in Christ.
我们一定要确定我们基督里面的位置。
When we reaffirm our position in Christ,
如果当我们确定我们在基督里面的位置的时候
then our faith is established.
这样我们的信心就得到建造。
That's why last time I talked about what is our position in Christ.
所以上一次的时候我讲到我们在基督里面的地位。
We are elected by him.
我们是蒙神拣选的。
And in this election, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit took part in this election.
在这个拣选当中，父神、基督和圣灵都有份。
The Father elected us.
父神拣选了我们。
The Holy Spirit sanctified us or separate us.
圣灵使我们得成圣洁。
And through faith in Him, the blood of Jesus Christ washed away our sins.
以至于顺服耶稣基督又蒙他所血所洒的。
Therefore, our salvation, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is very much involved.
所以在我们的救赎当中，这三位一体的真神是完全与我们息息相关。
Today we rejoice.
今天我们要欢心。
We are not just we are people just on the sideway and God just picks us up.
今天我们一定要欢欣，我们不是站在路边，神就无所谓的这样没有盲无目的的把我们从路边拣选出来。
We are especially selected by him.
我们是特别被神拣选的族类。
We are loved by him.
我们蒙爱的子民。
Today we are not just common people.
我们不是普普通通的一群人。
We are special in the eyes of God.
我们在神的眼睛视为珍宝。
Therefore we are elected by him.
因此我们被神所拣选。
Then we are begotten by him.
我们是蒙神所拣选的一群人。
Our relationship with him is a life relationship.
我们被神拣选的这个关系是生生世世的关系。
We are the children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
Not only that, we had a lively hope.
我们不仅有活泼的盼望。
Because he resurrected from the dead.
因为他有他已经复活。
God put this lively hope that is in us.
他们神把这个活泼的盼望放在我们的里面。
And what is this hope?
这个盼望是什么呢？
Christ lives in us.
基督在我们里面活着。
No longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
不再是我活着，而是在我里面活着。
And this lively hope also talks about our eternal glory.
这个活泼的盼望。并且讲到我们永远的荣耀。
God save us not only to save us and just bring us to heaven, no.
主拣选我们不仅把我们带到天堂。
God is going to what? Transform our soul.
神的心意是要让我们改变。
Transform us that we might be like him.
这样在我们心意更新变化就像他。
And in this process of transformation,
在这个改变的过程当中
we are enjoying the grace of God.
我们真是完全的享受神的恩典。
And we become the partners of his glory when he comes back.
当他回来的时候，我们就与他的荣耀有份。
And we will be wearing that unfading crown of glory when he comes back.
当他回来的时候，我们就与那个永不衰残的恩典冠冕有份。
And in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10, God will call us into his eternal glory.
在彼得书第五章的时候讲到神叫我们在永远的荣耀当中有份。
What more can we ask?
我们还能 要求什么呢?
And today, all these promises of God
今天神所应许的一切
are protected by the power of God
都是由神自己圣能能力所保守。
What is more assuring than that?
比还有比这个更有把握和确据的吗?
That's why every time we go through temptation, we go through suffering.
所以每次当我们遇见试炼和困难的时候
we should remind ourselves, what is our position in Christ?
我们经常要提醒我们自己我们自己在基督的地位是什么。
Oh, we are elected by Him, we are begotten by Him, we have a livelihood.We have an inheritance in the heavens.
我们所有的盼望就是我们不仅是被父神拣选，而且我们是蒙基督宝血所撒的，我们是有在他里面有天上的基业。
And today we had a lively hope in the heavens.
今天我们在天上有活泼的盼望。
And God is protecting His promise by His power.
神藉着他的能力来保守这一个盼望。
Now we lie low a little bit.
让我们扩展的看一看。
No, sometimes when we got verse 1 to verse 6, we got so excited.
经常我们读到第一节到第六节的时候，我们就非常的兴奋。
Now, Peter wants to tell us what should our attitude be when we go through these sufferings.
彼得要告诉我们，当我们经历患难的时候，我们的态度应该是什么样的。
We need to reaffirm that all these sufferings that we go through will benefit us.
我们一定要有一个确据，就是我们所经过的一切的试炼都是对我们有益的。
All this pain and suffering is not in vain.
所有的这些试炼不是白白的受苦。
It is something that will benefit us afterwards.
是之后一定会对我们有益处的。
So we need to look at what kind of suffering is this.
所以我们要看看我们的患难是什么。
What is the source of this suffering?
患难的缘由是什么？
Well, suffering or trials comes from God.
这些患难如果是出于神。
That's why we make a difference between temptation and trials.
所以我们把试探和患难有分别。
Trials is from God.
所有的这些试探都是从神，试炼是从神来的。
Because God has a purpose in letting us go through trials.
因为神让我们经过这些患难的时候，他有他的心意。
That through this trial we will come out victoriously.
这些试炼好叫我们从中间经过试炼，能够胜利的经过这一切的试炼。
But temptation is from the enemy.
但是试探是从仇敌来的。
He bring temptation to us to what cause us to fall.
这个试探是从仇敌来的，让我们好叫我们跌倒。
That's why when we look at the experience of Joseph.
当我们看到约瑟这个例子的时候
，He clearly state that all this thing happened to him is from God.
他知道这一切所有发生他周遭的事情都是出于神。
So when his brethren came to Egypt.
当他的兄弟来到埃及的时候
，And he manifests himself to the brethren and said that I am Joseph, your brother.
他向他的弟兄显明他是约瑟，他说我是约瑟，是你们的弟兄。
I believe at that time his brethren will try to what to accuse themselves or blame themselves, blame one another.
我相信他的弟兄那时候就彼此互相责备，或是自己心里自责。
But what did Joseph say?
但是约瑟说什么呢
？He said, "Don't be grieved when you to Egypt."
他说不要自忧自恨，不要因为我的事情在这里自忧。
He said, "For it is God who brought me here."
是神把我带到这儿来的。
You see, it's so clear. It is God who brought me here.
你看见没有？他说了，是神把我带到这儿来的。
God only used you as an instrument to brought me into Egypt.
神把我当作一个器皿带到埃及来。
So it makes clear to us that the source of these trials that Joseph go through is God Himself.
所以我们看到这个试炼的缘由把。约瑟带到埃及来的那一位就是我们的神。
And he continued on to say, there is a purpose of this suffering.
他继续说，在这个所有的患难当中是有一个完全的旨意。
It is God who brought me here to preserve life.
说神把我带到这来是来让你们存留。
Just imagine if the Lord didn't bring Joseph to Egypt.
你想一想，如果神没有把约瑟带到埃及。
Then the whole nation of Egypt will be eliminated because of the famine.
如果这样的话，整个全国都会被毁灭，因为这有大饥荒。
Including the family of Jacob.
包括雅各的全家。
But thank God, God has a purpose in these trials.
但是感谢神有完全的旨意，他在这个试炼当中。
He brought Joseph to Egypt to preserve life.
他把约瑟带到逃来，让生命得到存留。
So we see the source.
所以我们看到这个缘由。
We see the
purpose. 我们看到这个目的。
And we see the end result.
我们看到了这个果效。
Joseph became a person whom God wants him to be.
约瑟也成为神心意中想让他成为的那一位。
So now we come to what kind of trials are we going through?
所以我们来到我们所经历的试炼是什么样的
？It says here that it is various trials.
这上面讲的说是种种各样的试炼。
It says here, in wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, that are in heaviness. through manifold trials.
这里在第六节讲到，因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
So manifold is it all kinds of trials.
是百般的试炼，是各种各样的试炼。
Sometimes our trials is because we had a husband or we had a wife.
有的时候我们有一点试炼是由于我们的配偶，我们的妻子或者丈夫。
It seems like that we doesn't get along.
好像我们彼此之间不能和睦同居。
That there's always some friction going through.
好像总是小的冲突。
It's not that we choose to be hurt to be like that.
好像我们选择这样受伤。
It's not that we want to choose like that.
不是我们真的想要这样。
But God just, you know, put you together.
但是神就把你们两般配在一起。
You know, it's beyond your control.
是你所不能所操纵的。
Or maybe you had a boss in your job.
或者在你的工作当中你有一个老板。
Always giving you a hard time.
总是不善待你。
You know, I had a supervisor who always give me a hard time.
我有一个上司，他就总是不善待我。
No matter how good you try.
不管你是多么的尽力。
He will be always looking at you to see if there's a mistake you committed.
他总是特别的监察，看看你有什么错误。
You know, sometimes we are dealing with chemicals.
我们是与这些化学东西打交道的。
And after we finish one chemical, we need to clean the room all over again.
如果我们做完了一种化学试剂的话，我们要把它全都打扫干净，然后重新来另外一种。
And she will be the one to check the room.
他就会来开检查这些屋子。
So after checking everything, he will just wipe the.
当他把东西都检查完以后，他就会拖地。
Surely in the floor, how could you clean cleanly the floor? You know.
那你怎么能够把地拖弄那么干净呢
？So he used a black rag and just wiped the floor. Hey, look, Lawrence, there is still some dust. Clean the room all over again.
他就把那个地用一个很干净的布子擦干净，然后显出上面的脏东西，就告诉我说 ，Lawrence 弟兄，你要再清洁一下。
You know, this is the kind of trial sometimes I go through because the Lord wants me to learn some patience.
那这就是我所经过的试炼，藉此我可以学到要耐心的功课。
Or maybe the trials you go through is because of your child who is a disobedient child.
或者你所经过的试炼是因为你的孩子有一点悖逆。
No matter how you taught him.
不管你是怎么样的教他。
You ask him to do this, he will just do the opposite.
你告诉他做这样的事情，可是他坚决要与你对着干。
Or maybe the trials you go through is because of your physical weakness.
也许你经过试炼是因为你要做见证人。
Or sometimes you try to do everything that is to be healthy, just sickness just.
然后你要努力的把自己锻炼身体，但是你的疾病却来了。
So the trials we go through are different kind of trials.
所以我们经过的试炼是不百般的试炼。对不起，刚才说错了一句，是身体上的不适作为试炼。
And it's also this trials is in heaviness.
所以这个就会带给你暂时的忧愁。
You know, in heaviness it means the more you go through this trial, the heavier it becomes.
这里面的忧愁其实就是说心理上面的沉重。
For example,
如果你越经过你就觉得越沉重。
For example, our brother one in SCA, he is so healthy, he went to Taiwan.
比如说我们在西南区有个弟兄，他是王弟兄，他非常的健壮。
You know,
他去台湾。
I love this brother very much.
我非常爱这位弟兄。
Because every time we are late, he always reserved the seats for us.
但是有的时候我们迟到，他总是把那个位置预留给我们。
Sometimes young people will just love this and say, "Hey, brother, go, go, it's reserved."
有时候年轻人就想坐我们的位置上，然后他们说，弟兄，请你走，请你开，因为这个位置是已经预留过的。
And so last November, he said, "Brother, I'm leaving for Taiwan. I'll be back on February."
上一个去年十一月的时候，他告诉我说，弟兄，我要回台湾。二月份的时候我会回来。
And so when February came, I didn't see the brother.
到二月的时候我没有看见我们的弟兄。
Then I received an email, he was sick with a blood cancer.
那然后我就收到一个邮件是说他得了血癌。
And it goes on and on and on.
然后这件事情就一直的在继续。
Brother and sister, it's not only a one day affair. This sickness is heavy because the longer it drags, the heavier it becomes.
弟兄姊妹们，这不是一天的试炼，这是一直持续下去的。随着时间的流失，它会更加的沉重。
That's why we need the brother and sister to pray for this.
因此我们需要弟兄姊妹们代祷。
Because practically speaking, trials is heavy.
因为实际上说这些经过试炼真的很让人忧愁沉重。
Especially the older brothers and sisters when you feel it's heavy.
特别是年长的弟兄姊妹们 当你生病后，心里真的很沉重而忧愁。
You feel it's a burdensome to ourselves, a burdensome to all those who are taking care of us.
你就觉得这是不仅是你对你自己的一个负担，而且是对那些照顾你的人的一个负担。
That's why we need brothers and sisters to pray for one another.
所以我们真的希望弟兄姊妹们彼此代祷。
Through prayer, we lighten up the burden.
急着祷告，我们使这个负担能够被减轻。
So we can see the trials we go through are various kind of trials, and it is heavy.
所以我们看到我们所经过的这种试炼是百般的试炼，而且会叫我们忧愁沉重。
But the Bible tells us it need be, it's necessary.
但是圣经上告诉我们说是必要的。
Sometimes when we go through trials, we ask the Lord, why do you give me these trials?
当我们经过试炼的时候，我们就问主，主啊，你为什么给我这个试炼？
Is it necessary?
是必要的吗？
The Lord said yes.
主说是的。
And what is the reason for that? The Lord won't tell us.
为什么呢？主不会，有时候不会告诉你。
But brothers and sisters, the trials we go through are necessary.
弟兄姊妹们，我要再说一遍，我们所经过的是必须的。
In order to perfect this person,
好叫人成全。
We need to go through this.
为了使我们成全，所以我要经过这些试炼。
Let me read to you 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10.
让我为你读彼得前书第五章第十节。
But the God of all grace who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus,After that he has suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you.
那赐诸般恩典的神，曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们暂受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
If you look at the experience of Moses,
当你看到摩西的例子的时候
in his first 40 years, the Bible tells us he's a man, what?Mighty in word and in deed.
在圣经当中，你可以读到摩西的故事。在他前四十年中，他不仅他是在埃及举足轻重的，他的话语和他的行为都是很重要的。
So when he see one of his people had been persecuted by the Egyptian with one hit, the person died.
当他看到埃及当他看到他的弟兄迫害的时候，他就打了一下，那个人就死了。
He thought that with this he can deliver Israel.Through his hand out of the land of.
他想藉着这样的方式，他就能够拯救以色列人脱离埃及的手。
God cannot use such kind of a person.
神是不能用这样的人的。
God cannot use a person who is fully dependent upon his determination and upon his ability.
神不能用这种人，就是完全依靠自己的能力和依靠自己的决心的这种人。
Because of what he did, he needed to run away from Pharaoh. He became a fugitive and in living Midian for 40 years, another 40 years.
因着他的所作，他成为了一个逃犯。他住在米甸的旷野40年。
Just imagine this person 40 years ago, he's a man mighty in word and in deed.
就想一想这样一个人，四十年之前他是埃及有权有势的大能人物。
I believe he's like a captain or general in Pharaoh's army.
我相信他是法老军队里面的一个首领。
He has thousands of people that's under him.
他有成千的人在他手下。
But God brought him out.
但是神却把他带离环境。
For another 40 years, he's in charge as a shepherd of sheep.
在四十年之久的里，他是来看顾这些羊群。
Thousands of people to a herd of sheep.
从成千的人，换成一群羊。
God is transforming this person.
神真的要以大能改变这个人。
That's why when he was 80 years old.
所以当他八十岁的时候。
When God called him to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt.
当神呼召他带领以色列人出埃及的时候。
He totally lost his confidence in himself.
他一点信心都没有。
He said, "Go get somebody, not me."
他说神啊你去找另外找人吧不是我
But God said I will be with you
神说我会与你同在
said, No I'm not going there
他说我不要去
Oh I don't have a good speech
我不擅长言辞
A person who is so eloquent just lost his confidence in his speech
这样一个曾经会这么会说的人有口才的人现在已经不会讲话了
God needs to assign another speaker for him which is Aaron his brother
神甚至要差遣另外一个人就是他的兄弟亚伦来帮助他
But this is the kind of person God needs
这就是神所需要的这种
人 From a person who is fully dependent upon his ability to a person who is fully on God himself
把一个完全靠自己能力的这样的一个人成为一个完全靠神的这样一个人
Brothers and sistersThe trials we go through is necessary.
弟兄姊妹们，我们所经历的是经过的试炼，一定是必须的。
But it says here for a while.
他这上说暂时。
It is only for a season.
只是暂时的。
Now when we come to the nature of the trial, it says only temporarily.
当我们来到试炼的本质的时候，我们就知道这是暂受的。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16 to 18 says momentary lightness of affliction.
这里面哥林多后书第四章十六到十八节的时候说我们这至暂至轻的苦楚。
You know, when we try to compare in the background of eternity with our trials that we're going through, it's only momentary lightness of affliction.
所以我们比起我们现在至暂至轻的苦楚与我们将来要遇见的荣耀来说真的是暂时的而轻省的。
You see the trials of Paul.
你看到保罗的试炼了吗
Beaten with stripes, 40 stripes less one.
他被打40被钉十下
being in prison, being in dungeon,
甚至被监牢地牢
being as a fugitive,
作为逃犯
always in danger by his countrymen,
总是在危险当中
being shipwrecked,
遇到沉船
being bitten by a snake,
被蛇咬
being, you know, try to escape through a basket,
甚至在坐在筐子中要逃脱
but
要逃命
But what did Paul say concerning all these trials?
但是保罗及着他所遇过的试炼他讲的是什么呢
Momentary lightness of affliction
至暂至轻的苦楚
Because he looked through the point of view of God
因为他是以神的眼睛来看这件事情
Yes, trials are hard, trials are heavy
是的试炼是艰苦的是让人觉得沉重的
Trials are necessary
但是却是必须的。
But thank God it's only momentary.
但是感谢主，这是至暂至轻的。
Brothers, one day it will go away.
弟兄姊妹们，有一天这一定要过去的。
And because of that, what should our attitude be?
因着这些，我们态度应该是什么呢
？And what is really the purpose of this?
那这个是什么呢
？It says here that we might be that we are more precious than gold.
这样的话，我们这个结局就是我们被证明比那。比火试炼仍然能坏的金子更为宝贵。
You know, gold are precious.
你知道金子很宝贵。
Men do a lot of things for in order to obtain gold.
人们花很大的力量来得一点金子。
But what have we done in order for the salvation of our soul?
但是我们对着我们的救恩能做了些什么呢
No, what have we done in order that we might be a person God wants us to be?
我们为着我们能够成为神心意中的那个人做了些什么呢
Oh, brothers and sisters, for God's eternal purpose.
弟兄姊妹们为着神永远的心意
In order that we might be a person God wants us to be
好叫我们成为神心意中的我们应该成为的那样
God put us into trials
神就把我们经过百般试炼
That when we go through trials
当我们经试炼的时候
God has this one thing in his mind
神在他的心意当中只有这一件事
That when we went through trials we will come out victoriously
好我们能够荣耀的得胜的从这个试炼当中出
But that when we go through trials,
当我们经过试炼的时候
we will be proven trustworthy.
我们可以被证为是可信的可依赖的
we will be proven but responsible.
我们就可以证明我们是可以信赖的
we will be proven that we are reliable.
我们是可靠的
this is the kind of person God wants us to be.
这样神就可以得着我们
you know, God wants us to what? To prove our faith from a little faith to a perfect faith.
这样神就好叫我们那个小的信心可以成为一个完全的信心。
You know, what is little faith?
什么是小信心呢
?A little faith means God can do it.
小信心就是说神可以做。
You know, we went through trials, God can do it.
当我们经历试炼的时候呢神可以帮助我们。
But after we go through another trial,
当我们经过另外一个试炼的时候
which is that we might have a great faith.
我们可能有大一点的信心。
From a little faith to great faith.
从一个小的信心到一个稍微大一点的信心。
What is great faith?
什么叫大信心
?God will do it.
神会做。
Not only God can do it, but will do it.
不仅神能做而且神会做。
God has the ability,
神有这个
and he will perform it.
他会证明他并且施行他的能力。
But is this enough?
但是这够吗
?No, from a little faith to great faith to a perfect faith.
从小的信心到大的信心到一个完全的信心
What is perfect faith?
什么是完全的信心呢
It is as good as done
就像已经做成那样的好
But from the point of view of God it's done already
从神的眼光中这件事情已经做成了
Brothers and sisters if we look through the from God's point of view
弟兄姊妹们如果我们急着神的眼光看
Trials are really nothing
这个试探真的不算什么
There is something great that is going to happen
因为会有更大的更伟大的事情要成就。
It's like a student studying for a final exam.
就像一个学生为他的期末考准备考试。
Is it hard? Is it heavy? Yes, it is.
很难吗？也很沉重吗？是的。
But when you see the end result, that you will be a graduate.
当你看到果效的时候，你就真的会很高兴。
Graduating with high honors.
因为你就会得到一个很大的荣耀。
This few weeks of prep for the final exam is really a momentary lightness of.
所以当你为这个期末这几个礼拜的准备学习的时候，比起这个最终的果效，真的是不算什么。
Listen carefully, brothers and sisters.
你弟兄姊妹们，请仔细听。
God is not interested in us being where we are.
神不在乎我们是谁。
No, God is not interested in us being who we are.
神不在乎我们现在是什么样。
Rather, God is interested in us becoming who He is.
而神在乎将来我们会成为像他一样的样式。
Let me repeat this.
让我再重复一遍。
God is not interested in us being who we are.
神不是完全的在乎我们目前为止是什么样。
God is interested in us becoming who He is.
因为神要在乎我们将来成为他的样子。
Today, God is not interested in us just being like who we are right now.
今天神真的不在乎我们现在到底什么的光景。
In other words, God is not interested just to sue and bring you to heaven, no.
换句话说，神不光是让你去拯救你，让带你去天堂。
But God is interested in transforming you to the image of His Son.
神永远的旨意是好叫我们成为他儿子的样式。
That's why we need to be proven.
因此我们是要被试炼。
Thank God for His eternal purpose.
感谢主他永远的旨意。
We went through trials to prove us that we are more precious than gold.
我们经过这些试炼，我们就证明我们的信心比金子还要宝贵。
And not only that, He's going to try us.
不仅他要试炼我们。
You know what is to try?
你知道什么叫试炼吗？
You know, my grandmother gave me a piece of gold.
我的祖母给了我一小块金子。
And that piece of gold says 99.99% pure.
这个金子上面写着 99.99% 的纯金。
You know, gold, the more pure it is, the more expensive is it.
你知道金的成分越多的话，它就越宝贵。
Today, God is transforming us.
今天神在来改变我们，
制作我们。When we go through trials, it's like going through fire.
当我们经过试炼的时候，就像我们经过火。
What is this fire purpose of this fire?
这个火炼的根由是什么？目的是什么呢？
To burn away things that is not of.
好叫燃尽我们一切不属于神的杂质。
Like for example, our faith.
比如说我们的信心。
Let me ask you, do you have faith in God? Please raise your hand.
让我告诉我问你，你如果对神有信心的话，去举起你的手。
Can you raise your hand? Do you also? Amen. We have faith in God.
感谢主，阿们，我们有信心。
But our faith needs to be purified.
但是我们的信心要经过纯洁。
A lot of times we have faith because what God can give us.
因为我们有经常想到我们有信心，神给我们。
Oh, when God gives us something, we ask, "Oh, praise the Lord, Amen."
当神给我们的时候，我们就说赞美感谢神。
Oh, God is so good.
神真美善。
Oh, God is faithful.
神是信实的。
But one day the Lord doesn't give you what you ask.
但是有一天神不给你所需要的时候。
Do you still have faith in God?
你仍然相信什么？
You know, what is a perfect faith?
什么叫完全的信心？
To have faith not only on what God can give, but what God is.
这个信心就是不光是神给你什么，而是神的所是，他是谁。
You see the three friends of Daniel.
你看到丹尼里的三个朋友了
吗？ When he saw King Nebuchadnezzar.
当他在尼撒王之前。
The king said, I just bow down and you are safe from being thrown into the fire.
他说只要你跪拜的话，你就不会被火烧。
What did the three friends of Daniel said?
那丹尼里的三个朋友说什么呢？
We will not bow down to you, for God will deliver us.
我们不会向你的神跪拜，因为我的神一定会拯救我们。
But that's not the end.
但是这不是结尾。
He said, if God didn't deliver us, we still will not bow down to you.
即使神我们的神不拯救我们，我们也不会向你的跪拜。
This is a perfect faith.
这就是完全的信心。
Faith not only God can deliver them.
所以这个信心就是不仅神会拯救他们。
And if God doesn't deliver them, I will still put my faith in God. This is believing what He is.
即使神不拯救我，我依然相信他有信心，这就是相信神的所是。
Brothers and sisters, not only we need to be proven, we need to be tried to take away all these things that is not of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们不仅要经过火炼，要经过证明信心，好除去我们信心里面的杂质。
Then after we died,
当我们经过这些事，
He said that we might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
这样的话就可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀和尊贵。
You know, brothers and sisters, God is so excited upon His work on us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的神是如此的兴奋，他高兴他在我们身上所做的工作。
After He perfected us.
当他成全我们这个人的时候
After he mold us
After
he transforms us into the image of his son,
当他我们把我们改变成他儿子的容形的时候
God is proud of we being his masterpiece.
神就非常的骄傲，我们是他手中的一个杰作。
God can tell the whole universe, look at this person.
他就会告诉整个宇宙，看看这个人。
Before he's just so nasty, so dirty.
以前他是如此的肮脏，如此的不纯洁。
Now look at this.
看看这现在。
He became the expression of my son Jesus Christ.
他成了我儿子的表达。
With the praise and glory of God.
我们就成为了神的荣耀。
Because of what he did in us, God is glorified.
因为他所做的，证明得到荣耀。
Do you see the kind of trials we go through?
你看到我们所经过的试炼了吗？
I know at first when we talk about trials, oh my Lord, what is Brother Lawrence about to talk about?
所以当我说到这个题目，我今天要讲的是试炼的时候，你就在想，哦，劳伦斯弟兄要讲什么呀？
But when we look at what from God's point of view about trials, we say,Bring it on!
当我们讲到神眼中的试炼呢，我们就说来吧。
No, not only that.
不仅这个。
Not only we become the praise and glory of God.
我们不仅成为神的赞美和荣耀。
Verse 8 says, "Whom having not seen, ye love; in whom though now you see him not, yet believing."
但是这个圣经上还讲说，你虽然没见过他，却因信他有说不出的满有荣光的大喜乐。
To us, to God, God gained the glory.
对我们来说，神就得了荣耀。
To us, our love towards him increased day by day.
这样，我们对他的爱也增加。
Not one who go through trials will say, "I don't love the Lord anymore."
而不是经过了试炼了以后就说我不再爱神。
The people who really mean business with God.
那些对神认真的人。
They will continue on to say.
他们会继续说。
After all these trials.
经过这百般的试炼。
God proves to me that he's reliable.
神向我证明他真的是可信的。
God proves to me that he's so faithful.
神向我证明他自己是信实的。
Even though I don't deserve it.
虽然我不配。
Yet God what transformed me to a person God wants me to be.
但是神却把我改变成他心意的形状。
Oh, this is so true that because of that we love the Lord more.
这是如此的真实，因着这一点我们就更爱我们的神。
Why? Because we see after all these trials.
因为经过这一切的试炼。
We can prove God we are in the palm of his hand.
我们就知道我们在他的手掌里面。
We are upon his breast.
我们在他的胸怀当中。
When we are going through trials, God put us upon His shoulder.
当我们经过试炼的时候，他把我们抬在他的肩上。
That's why when Peter said, "Whom having not seen, we love him."
所以在这里面，彼得就说，我们虽然没见过他，我们却爱他。
Today, not one of us here have seen the Lord Jesus Christ.
今天我们没有一个人面见过神的容面。
But yet in our heart, we say, "I love Jesus."
但是在我们的，我们才说我爱耶稣。
And this is exactly the experience of Fanny Crosby.
这就是。Fanny Crosby 姊妹的一个见证。
You know, but our sister is a blind poet.
你知道我们的姊妹是一个瞎眼的诗人。
And this really is an inconvenience to her.
这对她来说是一个非常的不便。
And people will feel like, how? What if he can see? If she can see?
那人们就说，如果他能看见该多好。
So one time, one person told our sister Crosby.
就有一天，有一个人告诉我们的姊妹 Fanny Crosby 说
，If there is a doctor who can operate on you and cause you to see, will you want it?
就问他，如果有这样的一个医生可以给你动眼科手术，
you know, what
这样你可以看见，你想要吗
？You know what did our sister said?
你知道我们的姊妹说什么吗
？I would not want this person to operate on me.
我不要这个手术。
Because the first person I want to see in heaven.Is my redeemer.
因为我要第一眼面见的是我的救主，在天堂里面面见我的救主。
You see, he loves, she loves so much.
你看到我们的姊妹是如此的爱。
The trials that she is going through in her lifetime.
这个在她整个人生中经历试炼。
To her is a preservation.
对她来说，对她的保守。
To her is purifying her heart that she loves only one person in this world is our Lord Jesus Christ.
好洁净她的心，让她在这个一生过程中只爱我们的救主基督。
Dear brothers and sisters, when we go through trials,
弟兄姊妹们，当我们今天经过试炼的时候
，the all things we can say, we love him more.
我们所说的一句话就是说，我爱基督。
We believe him more.
我爱他更多，我更相信他。
He is trustworthy.
他真的是可信的。
He is worth hoping.
他是可以期待的。
In other words, we can say, I'm content in him alone.
换句话说，就是我因着他而满足。
Is this wonderful, brothers and sisters?
这难道不奇妙吗？
This is the end result of all we go through trials.
这样就是我们经过所有试炼的一个果效。
Now, since we are going through these trials,
当我们经过这些果效，
how should we prepare for these trials?
我们要怎么样准备预备我们的心呢？
What should be the what kind of readiness of our mind?
我们的心是怎么样来预备的呢？
Verse 13, we need to gird up our minds.
第十三节说要约束你们的心。
In other words, be ready.
换句话说，我们要预备好。
Take off your coat, pull up your sleeves, get ready to work.
把你的袖子卷好，衣服弄整齐了，把你自己准备好。
You know, we got to be ready.
我们一定要准备好。
You know, how do we get ready?
我们怎么样准备好呢？
We need to reject all kinds of hindrances that hinder God's work in us.
我们要弃绝一切阻拦神话语在我们身上实行通达的那一切的东西。
It might be anger.
也许是我们里面的愤怒。
It might be sin of unbelief.
也许是不信的恶心。
It might be doubt and fear.
也许是也许是担心、忧虑、害怕。
All these things needs to go.
这一切的事情，这一切都要被除去。
Because if we continue to have this doubt and fear in our mind,
如果我们心思里继续的猜疑，
then it only ends up to have a critical spirit.
那我们的里面的心思一定是扭曲的。
A critical spirit who reject God's work in us.
我们里面的这个灵就是弃绝基督的灵。
Remember the experience of Jonah the prophet?
去记录约拿的故事吗？
God said, "Go to Nineveh and preach the gospel to these people."
神对约拿说，去尼尼微城来宣讲神的福音。
And was unwilling.
约拿他不愿意。
Because he had a reason for it.
因为他有原因的。
Because this city of Nineveh, which is the Assyrians.
尼尼微大城就是亚述人所居住的大城。
They are persecuting the Jewish people.
他们极其的恶待以色列民。
So for him, if God destroyed these people, he will be so happy.
所以对他来说，如果尼尼微大城被灭的话，他真是太高兴了。
But God has a different plan for these people.
但是神对这群人却另有心意。
God wants Jonah to go and preach the gospel to them.
神要约拿去这个大城去宣讲福音。
Hoping that these people will be saved.
希望这群人能够得救。
But Jonah rejects such an idea.
但是约拿却不顺服神。
He is angry.
他心里非常生气。
And you know what? His anger what delay God's work.
他的恼怒就阻碍了神的工作。
Today, if we have this anger in our hearts.
今天如果我们在心里有恼怒的话，
If we have this doubt and fear in our hearts,
如果我们在里有疑心参半的话，
We need to pray, Lord, take that away.
我们真的祷告神，求主真是
拿去。Instead of trying to dwell in this kind of hostility,
好叫我们不在这种与仇为敌的状况下。
We need to look these trials from God's point of view.
而是从神的眼光。
Seeing that God through these trials will bring us through.
以神的眼光看到，神是将把我们带出这一切的试炼。
God through these trials will perfect us.
经过这一切试炼，好叫我们成全。
God through these trials will what fulfill His eternal purpose.
好叫他完全的旨意得以彰显。
So we need to what? We need to sober our mind. Our mind need to be geared up.
所以我们要谨慎自守。
Secondly, we need to be sober.
第二点，我们要谨慎自守。
You know, every time we talk about being sober,
每次我们讲到谨慎自守的时候，
it's always related to people who are drunk.
我们总是想到那些酒醉的人。
When a person is drunk, he is not sober.
当一个人酒醉了，他是不清醒的。
He starts to talk about things he need not talk about.
他就会胡言乱语，讲一些不该讲的事儿。
He starts to do things he ought not to do.
他做一些不该做的事情。
You know, when trials come to us,
当试炼经过的时候，
the tendency we want a quick fix.
我们的第一反应是我们要解决这个问题。
We pray the Lord, you know what? Through these trials, Lord, fix this problem.
我们就祷告说，主啊，我在经过这样的试炼，求你赶快挪走。
Sometimes God do fix this problem.
是的，有的时候神真的把我们从难境里面带出来。
But sometimes God let these trials linger.
但是有的时候却不立刻把我们带出这种困境。
But a lot of times we don't have patience.
但有的是经常的时候我们没有耐心。
We feel that God doesn't answer prayer. I look for other option.
我们经常就觉得，主啊，你要不听我的祷告的时候，我就另找出路。
Be careful, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，你们一定要谨慎小心。
Satan is like a roaring lion.
真的，撒旦就像吼叫的狮子。
He will start to put some doubts in your mind.
他就会把不信的恶心放在你的里面。
Oh, do God really loves you?
神真的爱你吗？
You pray to Him, He doesn't give you any solution.
你祷告了这么长时间，他都不给你答案。
I'll give you some solution.
我给你一点答案。
But be careful.
你要小心点，弟兄姊妹。
If God doesn't do it, we just stop.
如果神不做工的话，我们就停滞。
You know, let me tell you a story about a brother in our company.
让我告诉你一个在我公司工作的一个弟兄的故事。
He do really went through a lot of suffering.
那经历 历了许多的试炼。
The first thing is his wife divorced him.
第一件事情是他与他的妻子离婚。
I don't know for what purpose the wife divorced him.
我不知道为什么，但是他的妻子与他离婚了。
And he is left with his children to take care of.
他就需要照顾他自己的孩子们。
And afterwards, then he was fired from his work.
那之后呢？他又被解雇了。
I think he cannot take it no more.
我想他可能是不能再忍受这一切了。
You know what he did? He picked up a gun and shot himself.
你知道吗？然后他就拿起了手枪自杀了。
This is not being sober.
这是不谨慎自守。
This is work, trying to do what Satan asked you to do.
他就照着撒旦的诡计。
Satan will say, just finish your life. It's over.
仇敌就说结束生命吧，这一切都结束了。
Brothers and sisters, when we go through trials,
弟兄姊妹们，当我们经过试炼的时候，
we got to stop.
我们要停下来。
Stop, look and listen.
让我们停下来。
You know, the children of Israel,
仰望来听。
The children of Israel are just like that.
以色列民众就像这样。
Going through the Red Sea.
当他们经过红海的时候，
and they see the Egyptian army behind them.
他们看见埃及的追兵就在他们后面。
What did they say?
他们说什么呢？
Let's go back to Egypt. That is not being sober.
我们回到埃及去吧，这是不谨慎自守。
What did Moses say?
摩西说什么呢？
Stand still.
安静的站立。
In other words, Moses telling them stop.
换句话说，摩西告诉他们停下来。
Wait upon the Lord.
来等候耶和华。
Now when we wait upon the Lord,
当我们来等候神，
that is being sober.
这就是谨慎自守。
It talks about that our hope is in the grace of God.
让我们知道我们的盼望是神的恩典。
It says in verse 13, hope to the end for the grace at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
让我们等待神亲自对我们的启示。
We need our hope is in the grace of God.
我们的希望是在神。是神对我们施恩。
Firstly, we need to wait on the Lord.
第一点，我们要等待神。
Number two, we need to look up to the grace of God.
第二点，我们要仰望神的恩典。
What is to look at the grace of God?
什么叫仰望神的恩典呢？
To take Him as one who will lead us into glory.
就相信他，他一定会带我们进到荣耀中的那一
位。He is the person who will lead us through the valley of shadow of death.
他是那位带我们经过死荫幽谷的那一位。
He is the person who will lead us into the land of Canaan.
他是带我们进入迦南美地的那一位。
That is to look up to the hope that is in the grace of God.
这就是仰望神的恩典。
Brothers, if we go through trials,
弟兄姊妹们，当我们经过试炼的时候，
we need to stop, look, and listen.
我们真的要停下来，仰望，然后听。
Then afterwards, in verse 14, it says.
之后到十四节的时候，
As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance.
你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。
This is a warning.
这是一个警告。
Because a lot of people, a lot of Christians, if they go, don't have this so-called quick fix.
因为许多的基督徒，如果他们的问题不被立刻解决的话，
they all go back to their old manner of life.
他们就回到自己以放纵私欲的样子。
We see Christians starting to become what? Intoxicated.
我们看到有些基督徒就不能清醒。
They try to drink.
他们有的人就开始喝酒饮酒。
They start to take drugs.
甚至吸毒。
Hoping that, you know, this will temporarily relieve them of distress.
希望这一切能够暂时减缓他们的压力。
Brothers and sisters, it won't be relieved with distress.
弟兄姊妹们，这不会，这样不管用的。
Mind you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，要提醒自己。
We are a group of people who already crossed the river.
我们是已经经过这个约旦河的那一群人。
Satan, world and sin is already behind us.
撒旦魔鬼都在我们之后。
Our old manner of life is already behind us.
我们那些旧我已经在我们之后。
We already crossed the river.
我们已经经过了约旦河。
We are already in the good land.
我们已经在这个美地里面。
We are renewed day by day.
我们一天一天心意更新。
We are God's people.
我们是神的拣选的子民。
Ready to possess the land.
我们已经准备占领那地。
For this cause, we cannot go back to our old manner of life.
因着这一点，我们得回到我们以前放纵私欲的样子。
If we go back to old manner of life,
如果我们再回到以前的样子，
we make the situation more hard for the Lord.
我们就把我们自己的光景弄得更加糟糕。
Is continue on to say not only we need to not to move back to our old manner of life.
不仅我们不要回到我们原来的样子。
Rather, the Bible says we should be holy, for He is holy.
而且圣经上告诉我们说我们要圣洁，因为他是圣洁的。
What is to move forward?
什么叫努力向前
？To be holy, for God is holy.
就是因为说我们要圣洁，因为神是圣洁的。
What is to be holy?
什么叫做圣洁
？You know, the Pharisee had this kind of concept in their mind.
法利赛人有这样的思想。
That to be holy is to do this and not to do that.
想要圣洁就是做这个不做那个。
Oh, I need to keep the Sabbath.
我要守安息日。
Oh, I need to eat clean things and not unclean things.
我要吃洁净的食物而不吃不洁净的食物。
Being holy is more than that.
圣洁不仅是这一点。
Being holy is to have a subjective spirit.
做圣洁是一定要有一个客观的主观的灵。
Let our subject to the one who is Lord of all, that holy.
让我们的心意在神的操控之下，那才是圣洁。
When we subject ourselves into the will of God,
当我们顺服神的心意，做顺命的儿女。
When we put our will upon the lordship of Christ,
当我们的心意是来尊重神的主权。
And to do whatever He wants us to do,
来照他的心意而行事。
Then God has a free will in us.
神的心意可以在我们身上畅通。
He has a free hand to transform us into the image of His begotten Son.
他可以自由的在我们身上工作，好把我们造成他儿子的形象，磨成他儿子的形象。
Isn't this our purpose today?
弟兄姊妹们，这难道不是我们今天的目的吗？
We are here not only to have a good life.
我们在这里不光是我们要有一个美好的生活。
As children of God.
作为神的选民。
Our purpose.
我们的旨意。
Which is God's purpose.
神的目的。
Is the salvation of our soul.
不仅是我们灵魂的救恩
is to be transformed into the image of Christ.
而是叫我们成为他儿子的形象
So may the Lord really have mercy on us.
真的恩待我们
When we go through trials,
当我们经过试炼的时候
Let us look at from God's view.
让我们按照神的眼光看一切
So let us be sober.
让我们谨慎自守
Let us gird up our mind.
让我们能够约束自己的心
Look up to the hope. Let our hope be upon the grace of God.
让我们的信心是在神的恩典当中。
And you know what? Where should our strength be?
那我们的力量是从何来呢
well, sometimes we say, Lord, I want to.
有的时候我们说，神啊，我愿意。
I'm willing to be transformed by you.
我们真的需要被你磨成。
I want to go through these trials.
我想要经过这些试炼。
I'm willing to be what? Be upon your leadership.
我愿意你来领导我。
But I don't have the strength.
但是我没有这个能力。
Then brothers and sisters, where is our strength?
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们的力量是从何而来？
Our strength is in the grace of God.
我们的力量是从神的恩典而来。
That's why when Paul told the Lord 3 times.
所以保罗告诉主三次。
Lord, take away this thorn in the flesh.
主啊，求你把这个刺从我身上挪去。
What did the Lord say?
主说什么呢？
My grace is sufficient for thee.
我的恩典够你使用。
Today we can go through all these trials.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们经过一半的试炼。
Because there is the grace of God who will bring us through.
因为神的恩典将带我们经前的试炼。
Let me assure you, brothers and sisters.
让我们给确据弟兄姊妹们。
God will not give us a trial that we cannot bear.
神永远不会给我们的试炼，我们不能承担。
The trials that He gave you.
神给的试炼。
He already measured it.
他已经亲手量过。
That you can go through that.
你一定会经过。
Not only you can go through that.
你不仅会经过。
But you go through these trials.
你经过这试炼的时候。
The grace of God is with you.
神的恩典一定与你伴随。
He will put us upon His shoulder.
他一定会把你扛在他的肩上。
He will go through us through the valley of the shadow of death.
他一定会陪着你经过死荫的幽谷。
And I tell you, if we put our trust in Him.
我告诉你，如果你把你的信心放在他的身上。
We will go through these trials.
我们一定会经过。
And we will come up victoriously.
我们一定会胜利的经过。
We will become that person God wants us to be.
我们一定成为神心目中想要我们成为的那一
面。
愿神恩待我们。
May all this truth become a foundation in our walk with God.
愿这一切的真理成为我们与神之间的基础。
That one day when we meet Him.
当有一天我们面神的时候。
We say, Thank you, Lord, for all these trials.
我们说感谢主，谢谢你今天让我们经过这一
炼。It's all momentary lightness of affliction.
这是至暂的苦楚。
Today I can be I am today.
今天我成为什么样的人？
It's all because of the grace of God.
全是神的恩典成的。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for all the grace you have given us.
主耶稣，谢谢你给我们这一切的恩典。
Yes, a lot of times our trials are manifold.
是啊，我们经过百般的试炼。
Sometimes it seems that we cannot go through it.
有的时候我们真的觉得我们没有办法经过。
But thank you for your grace and mercy.
但是感谢你的恩典。
Thank you for your purpose in us.
谢谢你对我们永远的心意。
Oh, Jesus, to try us, to perfect us.
好叫我们经过试炼，让我们被成全。
Oh, that we might become that person you want us to be.
好叫我们成为你心意当中那一位。
Oh, that we might become your glory and your honor.
好叫我们成与你的荣耀和你的荣耀有份。
Lord, may you continue to speak in our hearts.
求你继续对我们心中讲话，主。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.